It is 6:53 right now on Colorado's Morning News. February's job numbers are due this Friday, and depending on what they represent, investors may find some volatility in the market this week.
And it all goes back to those interest rate hikes and whether they are having the intended effect on the economy and on inflation. On the Centura Health Hotline now is president of daytradefund.com, Jay Ratliff. Jay, let's kind of begin with those rate hikes. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is going to be facing some questions on Capitol Hill today, kind of discussing whether those are working or not. What do you expect we're going to hear?
Well, it's going to be interesting because we talked about in the fall of 2021 how Fed Chair Powell and others really were dismissing the idea of inflation being of any concern. And, of course, it was last year, May or so, when they finally realized, yeah, we're late to the party. We need to be aggressive. And Fed Chair Powell has made it clear that they were going to be very aggressive on the interest rate hikes, pushing it so much that it was going to affect jobs, it was going to affect the economy. But he was okay with that because the long term, it was in the best interest of the country. Well, what we found is some very aggressive interest rate hikes, because we've seen, since February 1st, we've seen, we've had 50 basis points, 75 basis points. It's just gone up and up and up. And the job numbers haven't really been impacted, nor has the economy. Now, that could make an aggressive position by the Fed think we're not doing enough, which means the next interest rate hike, which we were looking at 25 basis points, may be increased. And that's not what Wall Street wants to hear. And that's kind of one of the things that we're hoping today and tomorrow that we hear from the Fed chair, what his overall view is and his thoughts on if the Fed needs to be more aggressive than they are. And remember, we still have that camp of people that still think that down the road here this year, the Fed's going to stall the interest rate hikes and actually start reducing them, which obviously is not going to happen. So, yeah, it's going to be very interesting as all this plays out this week.
Well, that certainly sets the stage for what happens on Friday when we do get that job report for last month. What kind of number are people looking at that is going to say, okay, that makes me a little more comfortable, not too hot, not too cold, kind of the Goldilocks number?
Pat, I think they're throwing around a number of 200,000 jobs again, but we're kind of smiling when that happens because they were thinking something similar last month for the January report that came out in early February, and that one was 517,000 jobs and knocked employment down to its lowest level since, I think, 1969 or 70. So even with companies that are having some of these layoffs that continue, Google, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, Facebook, all of those, we're still seeing the job openings, still outnumber the job seekers. So as a result, there's a lot of things here for the Fed to contemplate, to look at, to digest with regards to what their next step is going to be. And the whole idea is, you know, if they continue to be as aggressive as they have been or dial it up a bit, will this dreaded impact to jobs in the economy be kind of just a glancing bullet, or is it something that we're going to see a delayed reaction to? And obviously, we don't have the answers to that.
Jay, let's double down there for a second, because you allude to the fact that a lot of these tech companies are laying off people, SiriusXM laying off some people. How much of these, though, have to do with inefficiencies in the workplace and maybe a certain amount of overhiring pre and during the pandemic?
Well, I definitely think there's the overhiring component there, Marty. I don't think there's any question about that. Although when we look at the numbers that they're laying off, it would be hard to accept the fact that this is just solely based on that. But I think some of it has to do with the concern over what's coming, because with the interest rate hikes that we have seen, plus those that are continuing, and companies having a more difficult time doing business just because the cost of everything is going up, and then you look at what we're talking about moving forward, it's one of the reasons that I think as of this week, we've had about every single S&P 500 company report their earnings for last quarter, except for maybe, I don't know, a 10 or so. 68 or 69% of those have beaten estimates, but many of those have issued some future guidance that's quite a bit softer than what was expected. And I think that's why we're seeing the layoffs, more so from the concern over what's coming around the corner, and those companies want to be positioned accordingly.
And Jay, while we have you, the JetBlue-Spirit merger story back in headlines this morning as the federal government's apparently ready to block it. Do you believe, what do you think the expectations are for that? And then do you believe that Frontier should try to jump back into that merger game?
I will never count out Frontier. They've been all over this because they're the ones that started it. And I really would prefer to see a Frontier merger because they in Spirit have two route maps that fit perfectly together, much better than a JetBlue merger. So it's going to be interesting to see. I stopped predicting which way this was going to turn long ago because it seemed like every time we turned around, there was a new wrinkle. So I'm not counting Frontier out. And I could certainly see them trying to position themselves to say, well, look, if that's not going to work, here we are, and they'll probably sweeten the offer more than they've done before. And they've been very aggressive in this, and I've been very impressed to see it. And again, I would really like to see that merger take place because it would be a lot better for consumers.
Learn more of Jay's wisdom at daytradefund.com. It's Jay Ratliff. Thank you, my friend.
My pleasure.
6:59 here on Colorado's Morning News.
The news coming up next as the debate continues of several gun control measures that are making it through the Colorado House. We'll have more on that coming up.
Looking at your drive right now, the Horseshoe Blackhawk KOA Traffic Center, Dave Hunter.